let's start on the end of Daftes Amud Bey. The Gemara says that Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi, we'll start on there. The Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi said, Hoyel Beloy Omroi David Ala Acha Yutches Parshis, since David said the Pasuk Yula Rotzin Imrei Fi after 18 kapitlach, the Fikach Tkino Rabbonon La Acha Yutches Brochus. Therefore, Yula Rotzin Imrei Fi is said after Shemayna Esrei, after Yutches Brochus. So the Gemara asks, Hani Yutches Yutches Avyin. This is not after 18 brachos, after 18 kapitlach, it's after 19 kapitlach. So the Gemara answers, Ashrei Yeish V'lama Rok Shugoyim Choda Parshei. This is one kapitel. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bereide Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi, Kuv Gimel Parshei is Omar David, David HaMelech said 103 kapitlach, Lo yama haleluka ad shero b'mapolosin shel rishoyim. Haleluka was first said after he spoke about the mapola of rishoyim shenema yitamu chatoim min haoretz rishoyim oid einam bochi nafshi es Hashem haleluka. So he said this after the first time haleluka was said was after 103 kapitlach. So, do we have the same kasha hani kuv gimel kuv dalet avyim? Alashmami no, ashe yeish, veloma rok shegoyim chode parshi. It's also again one parshi. Let's continue. Doma rab shmur ba nachmeni, oma rab yechenin, kol parshe shahoyso chaviva al dovid, posach bo ba ashrei, besayim bo ba ashrei. A parsha that's choviv, so it ended the way it started. That's the showing of chavivis. Something that's not choviv, you're happy when you're finished with it. Something that is choviv, so when you end, you say the same thing what you started. That means that's choviv, I'm back to the beginning again. What's wrong with the beginning? That's why the end is only a hechetimtze to get back to the beginning. So al koponim, so that's why the Tillim starts with Ashrei, and the second capital ends with Ashrei. Posach bo ba Ashrei. V'sayim bo ba Ashrei d'rsiv Ashrei yish, v'sayim ba Ashrei d'rsiv Ashrei kol choy sevoy. Now, if we look at this Gemara, it is very interesting. The Gemara started off by saying, Rabbi Yehuda Bereide Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi said that Yula Rotzein comes after 18 capitals. The Gemara asks, there's not 18, there's 19. So the Gemara said, Ashrei Yeish V'loma Rok Shugoyim Choda Parshi. So the Gemara says, there's two kapitlach, which we really think is two, but in reality is one. That the Gemara picked on Ashrei Yeish V'loma Rok Shu, we don't know yet. But the Gemara is just saying that these two are really one. The Oma Rabbi Yehuda Berei the Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi. So now we're bringing Araya again. From who are we bringing Araya? From Rabbi Yehuda Berei the Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi. Now Rabbi Yehuda Berei the Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi, we know already that he counted 18 after the 19th capital. So Vashteitzach, he'll count Kuv Gimel after the 104th capital. So what are you bringing Araya from Rabbi Yehuda Berei the Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi? What are you proving from there? Here I know already that he held there are two kapitlach are really one. So what is the raya? If you could bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi that it's Ashrei Ho'ish and Loma Rokshu. No. So he's bringing a raya that it's these two. I didn't know which two you combine. I have a raya from this Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi. But since here I also don't have a raya, so what is he proving from this memre of Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi? So this kasha, the tlaches, the Gemara is very difficult to understand. So first he wants to say, let's look in Rashi, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Garcino. That Rashi took out the Pozi. Rashi took out the Pozi. So what did Rashi accomplish by taking out the Pozi? The Rashi wants to tell you that this is a different person. That another Tanna also holds that there were bringing a raya from another tana that also wasn't a mistake. Right, Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon also holds that there are 103 kapitlach, not 104. So Mamela, you have to combine two. But that's a doyfik. So the Tzlach Lamaise wants to say that what did the second Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi say? He said that David loy omar haleluke. David said 103 kapitlach of Tillim, and he did not say haleluke ad shero b'mapoloson shel rishoy. He first said haleluke after Yitamah. That means there was nothing to say haleluke that was worth saying haleluke till he mentioned Yitamul chatoy min haoretz rishoyim oideinam bochinam shes Hashem haleluke. So that shows the godless of Mapoloson Shal Rishoyim, how David HaMelech appreciated it. So the Tzlach asks, where do you see that? Maybe this Shvach he said now. When you can't say everything at once, it seems he didn't come across such a great Shvach till he said this. Maybe say Hallelujah Stam. What did he see from Yitamah Chatoim and also Shadayin and Bochinam Shishem Hallelujah? So the Tzlach explains as follows. This Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi knew that a kapitel that was chovid on David, that's what he knew. So he ended the way he started. And he saw that Kapitel Kuf Dalet is Chaviv on David HaMelech, because he started off with Bolchi Nafshi, and it ends also with Bolchi Nafshi. Yitamul Chatoy Min Ha'oret, Rishoyim Oideinom, Bolchi Nafshi. So it seems this was a Chaviv Dikye Kapitel, like we say later, something was Chaviv. He started and ended with the same word. So the question arises, since it was Chaviv, he wanted to start and end with the same words, why didn't he start with Hallelujah? He didn't end, he should have said Hallelujah, Bochi Nafshi Yis Hashem. And then, Bochi Nafshi Yis Hashem, Hallelujah. If that was the Kavonah of David HaMelech, and we see he wanted to start and end with the same words, so he should have started with Hallelujah and end with Hallelujah. Why did he only end with the Hallelujah and he didn't start with the Hallelujah? That was the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi. So he came to the conclusion, you know why? Because the shevach of Hallelujah can only be said on Amoreh D'Kizach, and that's on Mapolos and Shel Rishoyim. So he couldn't start off with the Hallelujah. When he said, Yitamu Chatoy Min Ha'oret, Rishoyim Oideinam, then he could say Hallelujah. So the whole Yisod, that kapitel, Shehoya Chaviv Eitzel David, he started and he ended with the same words, that's Geboit from the second Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi. From this, or else he couldn't prove anything. Where did he see this Yisod that he said, Kuv Gimel Parshis Le'on HaLelukat Sherob HaMapolos and Shal Rishoyim? Where did he see that I mean, there were so many shvachim that David HaMelech said, now he came and said this. Where did he see a godless in this? So the godless of Mapolos and Shel Rishoyim he saw, because he saw David started with Bochi Nafshi and he ended with Bochi Nafshi. But Aval Pikein, he didn't want to mention Hallelujah in the beginning, because he didn't want to say Hallelujah till Ad Sherob Mapolos and Shel Rishoyim. So Al Koponim from the second Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi, we already see the Yesod, that kol parsha shoysa chaviva al David posach bo v'sayim bo with the same words. So therefore, that's the raya of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ashra ye'ish v'lo marok shegoyim choda parshi. These two are one. How do you know that these two are one? Because I see from Yenna Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi, this yisod that kol parsha shoysa chaviva al David posach bo v'sayim bo. So mebeile, so since Kapitel Beis ends with Ashrei, and Kapitel Aleph starts with Ashrei, so that is a proof that it is one Kapitel. That's what the Tzlach says. And that's what Rashi means. Rashi says, Garsin in the Oma, that we're bringing a raya from the second Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon, that the two Kapitel which are one are Ashrei Ha'ish and Lama Rosh. Posach ba'ashrei, v'sayim ba'ashrei, alma chodohi. This is one capital. Ba'ashrei kol choy sevoi, siyuma, t'loma rok shegoyimu. Toisvis, kol parshe shohiso chaviva al dovet. Zim toima maikol ha-parshis, v'olei ashkren shum parshe acheres. There is not another parshe shem ascheles ba'ashrei, v'misayemes ba'ashrei elohi. That we said, every parsha was chavah, we started and ended with ashrei. V'yishloima, now that is not what the Gemara means. The lab davke posach ba'ashrei, v'sayim ba'ashrei. Eloch sima me'ein psicha. It ended the way it started. K'moy tehillah, tehillah ledovit, sheposach betehillah, v'sayim betehillah, tehillah sashem yedav api, v'chein habi parshiyo yishem aschilam ba'aleluka, u'misayim ha'is ba'aleluka. So Memele, and forget the way the Tzlach says, Bochi Namshi is also the same. It starts with Bochi Namshi and ends with Bochi Namshi. Hani Biryoini, there were people who were Pritzim, the Havu Bishvivusei the Rameya. They lived in, they were Shcheinim to Rameya, the Havu Kometzari Lei Tuve. And he was having a lot of Tzal from them. Havu Kaboi Rameya Rachmei Ilave. So Rab Meir was Moira Rachmim, ki heiche de lemusu, that they should die. So the Tzlach asks a very interesting question. If he wanted them to die, Memele, they were bothering him. But the Loshen is modna, have a boy Rachmei ilaveyu, he was a boy Rachmim. He wanted Rachmim on himself maybe, not on them. That they should die. What's boy Rachmei ilaveyu, ki heiche de lemusu, the Rachmim be that they should die. And then again, we had a Gemara before, we had a similar Gemara, that someone wanted to be ma'oire radin an a tzedoiki, and gam onish la tzadik lo itoid. It's not good that the one should be... So what is pshat in Rab Meir? So the Tzlach says, am moire de kezach. He says that these rishoim, these paritzim, why were they chaplaining with Rav Meir? He says, because they had kol tov oylam hazeh. They had everything, and Memele, they felt they were independent, and therefore they were mitzayer Rav Meir. Rav Meir was afraid, we kumtes aroshe should have such a ganza oylam hazeh. I mean, we are that. So al kochoch, that they fall into the category of a mishalem l'soinov alponov lavidah. By a Rosh Gomo, the Rebbein Shlom makes sure that they shouldn't have any Olam Haba. He wanted to make sure some Emela, but he did some mitzvah, some schusim, so he pays them by Olam Hazeh. This is the greatest punishment that a Rosh could have. Because Chazal tell us, Schar mitzvah bahai al meleke. There is not enough in this whole world that is roi to pay for one mitzvah. You don't have enough schoire in this world. You don't have enough tanugim in this world to pay out for one mitzvah. So what is pshat mishalem l'soinov alponov l'avidoi? How do you pay up rishoy? So kochach, if you pay them up of this world, they're getting a fraction of oylam habo. And that is the einish. They're getting paid up now, and even though there's not too much to pay up with, but that's your einish. Therefore, you won't get any schar at all and that is the greatest einish. He saw that everything was going very good for them. Have a boy rachmi alaveisu was meoyre rachmi rabbeinish loyelom. Don't pay them up now. Let them die now, so they should have some oylam habo. That was the tefillah of Rav Meir. So be'etzim, the way the Tzlach says, the mitzari leituve, he didn't want it. That mitzari leituve, it didn't bother him. He only had one thing in Zin, it's a rachmonis on these rishoyim. Never, they're having so much olam hazeh, and they're going to be paid up completely, it's a rachmonis on them. So therefore he was mispalol, ki heiched elimusu, so the mele, they won't get paid up completely on this world, so lo bizeiched to olam habo. Omro lei bruye devisu. So bruye, his wife, told him, my daito, Mishum dechsiv yitamu chatoi. There is such an inyan that you could be mispalo, that chatoim should die. Miksiv choitim, chatoim ksiv. Doesn't say choitim, it says chatoim. One should never be mispalo that a choite should die. Even with such a Reine Kavone. You don't do such things. Let's look at the end of the Pasuk. Urishoyim oid eino. The Pasuk says, Yitamu chatoim, Urishoyim oid eino. There won't be any more Rishoyim. Kiven the Yitamu chatoim, Urishoyim oid eino. So it's very unclear what the Gemara's kash is. The Gemara seems to say that if the way you're learning Yitamu chaitim, so it's a Rishoyim Oideino. What is one ever shaykhis with the other? It could be the Gemara's kasha is because there's a chayte in a roshe. So if you get getting rid of the chaytim, that does not guarantee that you're getting, that there won't be any more Rishoyim. These are different categories. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Or could be pshat in the Gemara's kasha is that Rishoyim oideinom, that means until now you get rid of the chatoim, but does that ensure there'll never be Rishoyim? So she says the pasuk doesn't make sense the way you're saying pshat and pasuk. Elaboi rachmi ilavayu de lehedru b'tshuve. That they should all do tshuve. And then will be Rishoyim oideinom. Whoever fell into a chet, was in a matzav of a chayte or a roshe, is they should do tshuva. Boi rachmi yelaveyu v'hodru b'tshuva. And lemaise, they did tshuva. Let us see Rashi. Chatoim ksiv kribei chatoim sheyichle yetzer hara. So what is Rashi telling us here? So the Goyin says Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi means as follows. Chatoim could be spelled two ways. This is not the way we have the Nekudas over here. Chatoim could be spelled with a chat of Pasach under the Ches, and Chatoim could be spelled with a Pasach alone. And there is a tremendous difference if it's with a chat of Pasach or with a Pasach alone. If it's a chat of Pasach, so then the sheirish of the word comes from chet. And the plural of chet is chatoy. And then we could say it's going on the people. I mean, the person who does chatoyim, we call them chatoy. These are people who do chatoy. That would be if it would say with a chat of Pasach. But Lemaise doesn't say with a chat of Pasach. It says with a Pasach alone. With a Pasach, chatoim with a Pasach means it's a Loshen Piel, and it means the one who is Machti. Yitamu chatoim in the Oret, so the Tfilah, the Bakoshe is Sheyichle Yetzer Hara. That's what you should be mispalo. Don't be mispalo on the people who are doing the chatoim. Then it should say with a chat of Pasach, a loshen of chet. You should be mispalo on the machti. You should be mispalo on the siba of the chet. Sheyich le yetzer hara. Shofil hashpil atzmocho le soif ha-mikro. Let's look at the end of the pasuk. Kol dovo shu besoif kori shvele shol dovo. That's the end. The Marsha asks a shayla, how can one, we learned already before, hakel bidei shamayim chutz miyire shamayim. Yire shamayim, the Rabbeinu Shloilom does not mix in. That's hakel bidei shamayim chutz miyire shamayim. So how can one be mispalel that yene should do tshuva? So the Masho explains as follows. So how can a person himself be mispalel that he should do tshuva? He says, if he's mispalel that he should do tshuva, then there's another Seder. There's a Seder, b'derech she'odom reitza leilech, meilichin oisoi. There's a klal, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam feels a person the way he wants to go. So if he wants to do tshuva, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will help him do tshuva. So surpassed a tefillah that he should do tshuva. Because I want to do tshuva al kaponim. The success is not a parsha, but I'm telling the bunch of I want to do tshuva. So then one can expect siyua min ha-shamayim, But it's not shaykh to be mispalel that someone else should do tshuva. It's not that derech adam roitzel leilech, the other person doesn't want to do tshuva. No, I want that he should do tshuva. So that already the Rabbeinu Shlom mishtach nish. Hakel b'day shemayim, chutz meyire shemayim. That's the goings, that's the Marsha's kasha. Marsha lies with a kasha. It could be the way we just learned Rashi with the goin, that the etzim was mispalel for, he was working on a different front in Gansen. He was tining sheyichle yetzer hara. That means the obstacles are too great. That was the tefillah. The tefillah was not on that this person should do tshuva. He realized that the nisyonos are too great. That tefillah could be niskabel. Oma le ahu tzedoiki bruya. A tzedoiki asked bruya. And Agavuche, since we're speaking about Bruya, maybe it's kedai to see Rav Nissen Goyim, who tells us who Bruya was. That's Rav Nissen Goyim on the top left of the Yomid. Amalahi mina le Bruya. So he says, Bruya hi bitoi shal Rav Chanina ben Tradyoy. She was the daughter of Rav Chanina ben Tradyoy. Hi oishto ishtoi shal Rav Meir. The Isa bepirke kamer de Masechus Avay de Zore, Bruya de Vise de Rav Meir, berati de Rav Chananya ben Chadya, haboy. Ukvar lomdo harbe chochmais lifnei achachomim. And now the Rav Nissen Goyen tells us she was a great melumedes. Kedemrinen bepsochem bepeirik tomed nishrat. The Gemara says, it was someone went over to an amore and he asked him he should teach him divrei hayomim. But he said he doesn't have too much time to learn it in 3 months, a crash course. In 3 months, we'll teach him Divrei Hayomim. So Yenna told him, he said, how do you expect to learn it in 3 months? Bruya learned it 3 years, Divrei Hayomim, and she still didn't know it good. You want to know it in 3 months. So Agavuchi told him who Bruya was. What was the Seder Bruya? Uma Bruya devisu d'Rab Meir, berati d'Rab Chananya ben Tradyin, tavas gomro tlas Meyo Shmaitzo Vyoima Mitlas Meyer Ravusa. She had 300 shiurim a day. From 300 Talmidei Chachomim. That was Bruya. So she was, and it took her, and after 3 years in Divrei Hayomim, she still wasn't close. Al Kaponim, so this is the Bruya. So the Tzedoiki asked Bruya, Ksiv Roni Akoro Loyolodo. That the Akoro should think, praise the Rabbeinu Shloilam, lo yolodo. Mishum de lo yolodo roni. It seems that's the reason of the shire, because lo yolodo. Om yorei, so she told him, shatye, shayte, shofel, the sefer, the kro. Tichsiv, ki rabim, b'nei, shemeimo, mibnei, b'ulo, omar, Hashem. It says, at the end of the pasuk, that this akora had rabim b'nei shemeimo. She had many children. So how could you learn pshat that lo yolodo? You cannot understand that lo yolodo means that she didn't have children, because it says at the end of the pasuk, ki rabim b'nei shemeimo b'nei b'ulo amar Hashem. Elo may akora lo yolodo ronik. Yo, so what is lo yolodo? If there's children, why is lo yolodo? Roni kenesis Yisrael shedoyma leisha akora shelo yolodo bonim legehenim kivosaychu. That she doesn't have children that will go to Gehenna. So it's a difficult gemara to understand what she answered him. So the goyin says pshat in this gemara as follows. The Gemara says in Erevin that Avram is Yoishev al Pisrei shel Gehenim, ve'meiniach li Yisrael ikoneis le Gehenim. Avram Avinu is there, and he doesn't let, when they bring a yid to the Gehenim, Avram Avinu is standing there, and he doesn't let them in. So he asks, what's pshat in the Gemara? How does Avram Avinu come? If they're eligible for the Gehenim, how does Avram Avinu pater them from the Gehenim? So he brings a medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha The Medrash says as follows. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam asked Avraham Avinu, what would you prefer? Gehenim or Shibud Malchus for Klal Yisrael? So Avraham Avinu said, I want Shibud Malchus. I don't want the Gehenim. The Medrash brings down a posik, Ki Tzuram Mechoram Vashem Hizgiram. Tzuram is Avraham Avinu, Habitu El Tzur Chutzavtem, that's Avraham Avinu. He sold them to Shibud Malchus. And Hashem is Giram, the Rabbeinu Shalom was maskim to Avraham Avinu, that they're going to have Shibud Malchus. Al Koponim, we see that Pshat in the Gemara Neirivin, that since they have Shibud Malchus, so Al Koponim, they will not have Gehenna. So that is Pshat, and that's what she told them. She told them that even though it's a Bechina of Akoro, that means the children which were born in Golis also are deserving of Gehenim, like you are deserving of Gehenim. That's what we were zoiche. Through Shibud Malchus, we were zoiche that they won't go into Gehenim. That is Pshat in Bruyas Teles. Amala Yehud Tzedoki L'Ravabo. Ksiv Mizmer L'David B'Volchai Mipnei Avsholim B'Noi. So David, this Mizmer, this is Capital Gimel, when he ran away from Avsholim. Uksiv L'David Michtam in Capital Nun Zayin B'Volchai Mipnei Shol Bam Ora. So we have two kapitlach of Tilim, one when David ran away from Avsholim, and one when David ran away from Shaul. In the first one he was Mesader in Kapitel Gimel, and the next one is in Kapitel Nun Zayin. Hai Maisa Hava Bereisha. So which one occurred first? Michdei Maisa Shaul Hava Bereisha. The Maisa with Shaul happened first. Lichtei Bereisha. So it comes out, the Tilim is jumbled up, it's Shalaika Seda. O Malay Atun Deloy Darshisun Smuchim Kashalahu. You don't darshan smuchim. By you, when you look at a pasuk in Tilim, one capital that's next to another is meaningless by you. It's only coincidental. So you have a good kasha. So why is this capital gimel? Anan de darshin smuchim loy kashala. But we darshan smuchim. So therefore, it is very necessary that capital gimel should be next to capital bay. So that's why David the Melech was magdim Capital Gimel, even though it happened later, after Capital Nun Zayin, today it should be next to Capital Bay. Now how do we know there's an Indian of Smuchim? Doma Rabbi Yochanan, Smuchim min ha-Teyre minayim, Shenema Smuchim lo'ad lo'ilom asuyim be'emes v'yosho. That the Smichas alone, what was Rashi say? Smuchim lo'ad lo'ilom, v'divrei Teyre ksiv, achei nemonim kol pekudo. The psukim are nemonim. Smuchim, smichas kol pekudov asuyim be'emes v'yosho. The smichas is also a cheshbin, why one is next to the other. U'letzayre v'loy dovorek. So that's why Capital Gimel was after Capital Beis. Why? Lama nismecho parshas avsholim leparshas goy gomogek. Capital Beis speaks about Loma Roksha Goyim, which is Parshas Goy Gumogim. Shim Yayma Lecha Oda, Klum Yesh Eved, Shemoyred Barabboi, Ata Moyloi, Klum Yesh Ben, Shemoyred Barabboi, Elahava, Ochinami Havet. The Pnei Yeshua explains this Gemara as follows, that it is very interesting that the Navi said explicitly, he spoke about Bariches Milchemes Goy Gomogoy, what their intentions will be, and what the Sof will be, and therefore a person could ask, there will never occur such an Inyan, if Goy Gomogoy will see that the Navi wrote about them years before, that this will occur, and he sees everything is fitting in place, so he'll memela understand what the Sof will be. Could there be such a thing being aware of the nevuah, could there be such a thing, yeshevet shemoyret v'raboy, after realizing that it was already written down that this will occur? So he says, klum yesh ben shemoyret v'ovet. That means the nevuah, that the Rabbein Shalom will make him ra mibesoy, was also written before. And Avshalom was also aware of this. Va'aval pikein, it didn't stop him from doing what he wanted to do. So that is proof that everything could be written. And he could see it black and white, and this still won't stop him from thinking that he can be meiret keneged retzayin yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So memele, so therefore, we can believe that there will be Melchemes Goy Gemogek. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy. May dechsiv piya poscha bechochma v'soiras chesed al eshoyna. Keneged mi Omar Shloime Mikroze lo yamoroi al keneged David Ovid. That he said this about David HaMelech, Shedol Bachamisha Eilomim, the Omar Shire. He went through five matzovim, and he said Shire on each matzah. That means he did not say Shire right away when he was in these early matzovim, because then he wasn't Roy to Ruach HaKadosh. But Al Koponim, later when he became great and became a Baal Ruach HaKadosh, he was Makir these five different matzovim that a person goes through, and he said Shira on these five matzovim. Dol bimei imoi v'omar shira. Shenema bol chinavshi es Hashem v'chol kerovai eshem kotshay. What does Rashi say v'omar shira keneged kulam omar shira l'chsheshosa ruach ha-kodesh olav? He said then shira. V'chol kerovai al shem kirvei imoi shedol b'soichon. So in that matzev of an uber, he said shire. Yotzo la'avir ha'olam, when he left this dire, and he went out to the world, and he stakol b'kaychovim u'mazolis, it was makir ad Rabbeinu Shel Olam, created kachovim u'mazolis, which are manigas ha'olam, v'omar shire. So in this matzev, he also said shire. Shenema Boruch Hu Hashem Malochav, Gibeirei Koyach Oise Dvorei, Lishmoye Bekol Dvorei, Boruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvo. So he said, Shire on the Tzvo HaShemai. Yonak Mishdei Imoi, Benistakel Bidadeho, V'Omar Shire. Bistas Yenike, he said, Shire on that Matzov, Shenema Boruch Hu Namshi Es Hashem, Bal Tishkechi Kol Gemulo. On the inyan of Yenike, that a child is Yoinik Mimeimoi, so on that he said Shira. Mai kol gemulov, Omar Avavo, she'oso lo dadim b'mokem bine. That the mokem ha-Yenike is b'mokem bine. Time or mai, why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam make that the dadim should be b'mokem bine? Omar Av Yehude, k'dei she'lo yistakel b'mokem elbe. That a child should not be exposed to a saklus b'mokim elder. And David HaMelech gave a shemach v'yedo. Rav Masna Omar k'dei shelo yinak mimokim atinoifes. Like behemis ayonik, so therefore, so he gave shira on this inyan. Ro b'mapoloson shel rishoyim, v'omar shira shenema yitamu chatoy min ha'oretz, u'rishoyim oid einam, Boruch Hinavshi Es Hashem Aleluka. He gave Shira on the Poloson Shel Rishoy. They will soif have a Mapolo. The Tzlach says that God, from the Loshna of this Gemara over here and the Loshna before of Rabbi Yudah Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi Vaistachois Mapoloson Shel Rishoyim Vaistachois, that alone, not the way Bruria said Pshat in the Posik. No, the Mapolo shall Rishoyim. Unless we'll say that the Yaris Dvashes, when we mispalo in Vlamoshine Malti Sikva Vachola Minim Kirege Yevedu, so the Yaris Dvashes, the Tzvila is that they should end all the Minim. They shouldn't be Minim anymore. They should do Tshuva. Vachola Minim Kirege Yevedu. And the Minim should become Ma Minim. That is the Tzvila. So it could be that, I don't know if the Tzlach seems to say Mapoloshin Shal Rishoyim would seem that alone is a, that alone is a Shevach. Not the way Bruri is said, and the Masha asks a Shaila, the Poiskim say that why don't we say, Hallel, why don't we say Gans Hallel, Achen Shal Pesach, because Maisa Yodov Tevim Beyom is not a time to say Shira. So what is Pshat, the Masha lies with the Kasha, so what is the Shira Ro, Mapolosn Shal Rishoyim Vomar Shira? Al Koponim, if we learn like that, it's Taka Kasha. Nistakel b'yoyim ha-mise v'omar shira. Shenemar, bochi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem olakai gadal t'miyoy, hoi v'od olavoshto. So, mai mashme dal yoyim ha-mise nemar, omar rabba barav shila miseife d'nyoni. Because at the end of the capitula it says, tastil ponecho ibohelum teisef rucham yigvo. So what does the Gemara mean over here? The Bochi Navshi starts with this pasuk. The Gemara says, how do you know that this is a Shevach on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, on the Yom HaMise? Because it says, Tasta Panechi Beilum Hoisef Toisef Rucham Yigvov. The Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Tzlach says Pshat in the Gemara as follows. It says in pasuk, Kelo Yerani Odom Vachoy. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see it is impossible, even for someone in the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he's to be Masik, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, Bechayusa. From this Pasik, Tastil Ponecho, when there's a Hester Ponem right before Misa Yibohelom, Toisef Rucham Yugvom. Toisef Rucham, Chazal tell us, it means right Bishas the Misa, it becomes nitoisef aruach yisere, and then everyone is zoiche to see the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then is yigvo. So that what Moshe Rabbeinu was not zoiche to see v'chayu kilirani odom v'chay, abo b'shas mise, one is zoiche to adalga of riyah. So therefore, this capital, which David HaMelech spoke on the godless of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Godalto miyoy, Bochi Navshi is Hashem, that Godalto, Hashem Olikai, Godalto miyoy, that means all he could say is, but he's saying, Hasoge in Godless Hashem, this Hasoge comes Bishas Mise. And on that, when the person is masing that, and that he also said, Bochi Navshi. Rab Shimi bar Ukve v'omri lo ma'ukve avishchiyach kamei de Rab Shimon ben Pozi. It used to be in front of Rab Shimon ben Pozi v'amesaber agadete, that means he had shimush from Rab Shimon ben Pozi. V'amesaber agadete kamei de Rab Yeshua ben Levi. And he was telling over mili d'agadete for Rab Yeshua ben Levi. Om alei mai d'chsiv bochi navshi es Hashem. V'chol kirovai eshem kotcha. What is pshat in this pasuk? He asked him what is pshat. Omalei, bo yurei, shaloi kemidas hakodesh bochu midas boso vedot. He says, from this pasuk we see the godless of the Rabbeinu Shloim. What's the v'chol kirovai eshem kotcha? Midas boso vedot, a person, tzor tzure al gabi koisel. A person can create a tzure. Bobeini yoche lahatul bo ruach unishoma chavayim ubnei meayim. But such a tzure a person cannot make. A tzure v'shiyesh boichiyas, ruach unishoma. V'akadish boruchu einoi ken. So tzuro b'soich tzuro. In the ish of the Rebbein Shul is tzor a second tzure. Umatul bo ruach unishoma chavayim ubnei meayim. V'hayni da omro chano en kodesh kashem ki ein biltecho ve'ein tzur kelekeinu. Might ein tzur kelekeinu, ein tzayo kelekeinu. There is no tzayo, there is no artist like the Rabbeinu Shloim. So that's the bochi nafshi that over the melech was nispoil on the nisim that occur in the krovayim shel imo. Mai ki ein biltecho, omar Rav Yehuda bar Menashe, al tikri ki ein biltecho, ala ein levaloisho. There's nothing that is mevala that lasts longer than the Rabbeinu Shleim. Shaloike midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basal v'dom. Midas basal v'dom maisei yodov mevala noisoi. Something that a person creates, so either pshat is mevala noisoi, that means it will last longer than he will last, or the effort he puts in creating it will be mevalim, will make him used up, will tire him, or will get used up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevala maisa. So that pshat in the Shevach of V'chol Kerova Yeshem Kotshe, and this Givaldike Gadlus of Ein Sayo Kelekein. Omalei said, I didn't mean to ask that. No, Hochi Kamin Olor. Hani Chamisha Bolchi Namshi Keneged Mi Amoron Dobu. What is pshat in the five Bolchi Namshi? So he answered them, Le'amoron El Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'Keneged Nishomah. David HaMelech said, Bolchi Nafshi, which was speaking about the Neshome, and Bolchi Nafshi as Hashem, that the Neshome should be Mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Molei Kol Ha'ilom, Af Neshome Meleo Es Kol Aguf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roye Ve'enai Nireh, is not visible, af neshome roye ve'enei nires. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is not nire afilu legabi the melochim. Baruch v'ed Hashem im koimoi. They do not know where the mochim is, because the Rabbeinu Shloilam is a roye ve'enei nires. Af neshome roye ve'enei nires. Ma kodesh bochu zon es kol ha'olam kuloi, af neshome zono es kol aguf. That the chius of the guf is through the nisham. Ma kodesh bochu toher, ach nishama tohoiro. Ma kodesh bochu yoshev bechadre chadorim, ach nishama yosheves bechadre chadorim. Therefore, yovoi mi sheyesh boi chamisha dvorim halolu, yishabach le mi sheyesh boi chamisha dvorim halolu. The Gemara tells us there is a similarity between the Neshome and the Rabbeinu Shleilo. That means, the Etzem, as the Goyin explains over here, the Neshome is Anivro, so therefore in Yisod, there's no the Etzem a similarity, although in these Nekudes, there is some sort of a Dimyon. Rab Chaim Volozhin on Nefesh HaChaim says one Indian, which is the best we can understand the Indian, he brings down from Svarim that all the Eilamais put together from the Eilam HaTachtain till the Eilam HaElyain is considered a Kaima Shleima, is considered like a Odom, that means they're just like there is an Odom on this world with Ramachi Vorim Vishasogidim, is the Oilam Kuloi, if we be able to picture and put together all the Oilamais, this also, it is a similarity to a Odom Hasholem, but this is the whole world put together. And that is what Chazal are telling us over here. The Kiyum HaOilam is just like the Kiyim Gufa Odom is only through the Neshome. The Neshome is Melei Eskol HaGuf. The Mishana is Zona Eskol HaGuf. That we can be massive. Without the Neshome, the Guf doesn't have any Kiyim whatsoever. So the Oilam Molei, the Kaima Shleim of the world, exists only that the Rabbeinu Shel Oilam is Meleya Eskol HaOilam, Zon Eskol HaOilam, in that nekuda, there's this similarity, that the Rabbein Shlom is mischaber himself to the Olam, Adimyan, like the Neshama, is mischaber to the Guf. Omar Rav Hamnune, Mai Dersid, Mika HaChocham, Umi Yedeya Pesher Dovo, Mika HaKodesh Boruch Hu, She Yedeya Lasseis Pshova, Ben Shnei Tzadikim. The Rabbein Shlom knew how to make a Pshova. Ben Chizkiyo Lishayo. The Rabbein Shlom wanted that one should visit the other. But the Shaila is, who's going to visit who? Chizkiyo Omar Leise Yishayo Gaboy. Chizkiyo held that it's not covered Malchus that he should go to Yishayo. Yishayo was Novi, but Madrega of Novi is smaller than the Madrega of Amelech. Kvoid Malchus is the greatest Moskovit. Is therefore Yishayo should come to him. The Hochi Ashkenaz. Yishayo Omar Leisi Chizkiyo Gaboy. Yishayo held that Chizkiyo should come to him. The Hochi Ashkenaz B'Yoyivam B'Macho. So also Legabi Elisha. The Yaris Vash explained that in Yisod Chizkiyo was correct. The Melech of Kovid Malchus Yishayo should have gone to Chizkiyo. No, Yishayo wanted that Chizkiyo should come to him, not of his Kovid. No, he wanted that Chizkiyo should be a Mavir al Midoisov, and if he'll be a Mavir al Midoisov, then that Chus could perhaps be Megan and should be Zoichet Arichas Yom. That's why Yishayo did not come to Chizkiyo. And Chizkiyo had no intent of going to Yishayo, so there was a problem. Ma osa kodesh boch, hevi yisurim al Chizkiyo, that he made Chizkiyo, about Yisumi became sick, v'omalei lishayo leich ubakir esachile, shenema bayomi mehem cholo Chizkiyo lomus, v'yovu elov Yishayo ben omit hanot. There's a shein vertel from a meise from Rabbi Zal Charech. Rabbi, the story goes as follows. Someone was once sick, and Rabbi Zal Charech went to be mevakeh chayla. So he comes to the door, and the wife comes out, and she asks what he wants, and says he wants to be mevakeh chayla. She says, no, it'll be too much of a strain, he's sick, he's resting, agutmutav. So she closes the door, and he leaves. Then the husband asked the wife who was here, so he said, she told him, I said, what are you talking about? You told her to miss, call him back. So he calls her, she calls him back, and he comes in, and the husband was so embarrassed, she sent away the Rabbi Zalachare. So she says, Fakert, he says, I'm really indebted to your wife. She says, why? Because Tuna, I didn't understand Pshat na Gemara, but now I understand Pshat na Gemara. He told them this Gemara. He said, it seems there was a problem, who should go to who? Yishaya should go to Chizki, Chizki should go to Yishaya. What did Rabbi Shalom do? He made Chizki his sick, and he told Yishaya to be Mavaka Choyle. And then Chizki can come to Yishaya, Yishaya should come to Chizki. So he said, L'chayu, Rabbi Shalom could have done it the other way also. He could make Yishaya sick, and Chizki will go to be Mavaka Choyle Yishaya. He never understood the Gemara. But now he understood. He says, because Chizki did not have a wife, and Yishaya did have a wife. So if Yishayu would be sick, so Chizki would come, she wouldn't have let him in. So therefore it had to be the other way around. If Chizki had to become sick, and therefore, the male, that was the Pesher Dover that the Rebbein Shulayla made. Al-Koponim, that was, the Lebaise, he became sick, and he told them as follows. Oyovi Elov Yishayu ben Omit HaNovi, Vayoyme Elov Koy Omar Hashem, Tav Lebeischa, He told him, "V'shem Hashem, ki meis ato v'loisichya keifolosh. Mai ki meis ato v'loisichya, meis ato v'olam hazeh, v'loisichya lo'olam haba." He told him, "V'shem Hashem, this is what's going to happen. Omalei, mai kulihai. What? My rash, mai kulihai." Amalei mishum deloy asakto bepirya v'rivya. Because you are not Isaac bepirya v'rivya. So the Marshoyes Tzakashe, so what's the Teretz? I mean, so because of it wasn't Isaac in Piri Verivye, so Kumta Za'inish. The Yet of Leiv says a very interesting Teretz. That Rashi in the beginning of Bereshis brings down, the Rabbeinu Shloilam wanted to create the world of Pimidus Adim. Bereshis, Betchila, Olav HaMachshava, Livreshis HaOilam, Bimidus Adim. Bereshis Bara Lekim. The Rabbeinu Shlom saw that there will not be a Kiyim La'olam. The world will be unable to exist if there will only be Midas Adin. Yishitavina imay Midas Aras. So Al Koponim, the Rabbeinu Shlom was Mishane the Seder Hanhoge L'tzorech Kiyim Ha'olam. That's why the Rabbeinu Shlom was Mishatef Midas Arachmen and Midas Adin. So he says, Agavaldiki Yisod. He says, a person who is doyik for Kiyam Ha'olam, so that Rabbeinu Shalom feels it with them, so we have Midas Harachmim also. And with Midas Harachmim, we can get away with a lot. But a person who is not doyik for Kiyam Ha'olam, so Memele, then we go with Midas Adin. And Midas Adin, there could be even though Mishum Deloy Asakta Bepiyah Veridiyah, so you are not doyik for Kiyam Ha'olam, is therefore, because you could have such Einish also, he makes Ata V'loi Sifte. Amalai, so he told him, Mishum Dechazoyili Beruach HaKadosh. He says, the reason he did not marry, because he saw Beruach HaKadosh, the Nafke Minoi Bonim V'loi Malo. He saw Beruach HaKadosh, that he will have children Rishoyim. He saw that Menashe would come out. So therefore, so what tachlis is there to have such children, which should be reshoim and murdim? So therefore, he held a greater te'elet that he shouldn't have children. Omalei bahadi kafshi derachmone lomolo. May de mitkede iboi lecholemeva. Ma de neche kamikutshe barichu leobin. That is not your cheshbin. Your cheshbin is your mitzvah in Piriya V'Rivya. So if a person has mitzvahs, he should not make cheshbayim. Zameiradik Beer from the Briski Rav and Parshas Teuda. Rivke came and said, Im kein lomo zeh anoichi v'teilech lidreish salikim. So what was Rivke's taina? So the Briski Rav says as follows. That the emesin, he came with a taina. He came with a taina that he saw that he's going to have children with Shoy. So the Briski Rav says, no, but they're going to be tzaddikim also. There'll be doiris later that will be tzaddikim. So what was his cheshbin? So Vaistois, that is also a cheshbin. The cheshbin is, but if there'll be Rishoyim, it is not kedai the whole Eisim. Even though eventually there will be tzaddikim. That was the cheshbin that Chizkiyoah HaMelech made. And what did Yishayahu HaNavi tell him? He told him, you are not allowed to make cheshbin. Even though your cheshbin is a cheshbin, but since you are mitzvah v'oise, my demitkides iboi loch lemeve. Since you're mitzvah and piriya v'rivye, so you're not allowed to make cheshbin, and that's the Rabbeinu Shlom's cheshbin. So the Briski Rav says, but that is a person who's mitzvah and piriya v'rivye. Rivke and Noshim are not mitzvah and piriya v'rivye. The Vayisraytusu Abonim Bekirbo, Rashi brings down that when they pass by the Boti Avayda Zore, is Esa Mepachis Lotte. So she realized that she's going to have a Ben Arosha. If she's going to have a Ben Arosha, so Mamela Loinzach Nish the Cheshbin. So she said, that Shatan Posik, Vatayimim Kein Lomo Zeh Onoichi. That means I'm not Mitzuvim Piriya V'Rivya. So why, I don't need this Geshef. Vatayilach Lidlach Zalakim. She had the Cheshbin of Chizkiyo without the Taina of Elisha. Partik. Omalei. So he heard what Yeshaya told him. So he said, Omalei, hashta havli brato. So I'll get married. He wanted to take Yeshaya Novi's daughter. Evshe de gomos huso di divi di doch
the Navke Minoi born in the Malik. Epsher, your schus, my schus will come out that, will be Zoyche born in the Malum, and Mele, so the Einish will go off. O Malay kvar nigzera o lecho gzera. So he told him that, that won't help the situation. There was already a gzera min ha-shamayim. So therefore, it won't help your plan now. O Malay ben omay kalein bu oscho vitei. You should stop your nevue, then you should go out. It's very interesting. The Goyin says, Pshat, Kali Nebos Chovetzei, you should not be Mefarsim the Nebuah. And the Goyin explains that Kozman, there is no Pirsum, Kvila can help. After it became Misparsim Bo'ilam, that there's such a Nebuah, then it's very difficult to poil the Kvila. Kozman, it's not known the Gzeire, so then Kvila can help. That's what Kali Nebuah saw. Others say pshat kalei nevuoscha as follows, that the etzem Yeshaya Novi said, ki ato, ki meit ato, that you're going to die. Fine. So he told him what's going to happen to him. Who is going to be the Yoyrish of the Meluche? He didn't speak about that. So he was afraid as follows. If he's going to tell him who's the Royal Meluche, so then his filler won't help because there's a klal in Malchus Negas Bechavot, our filler Kamalei Nima. If he'll tell him already in the Nebuah that Yenna will be Zeichel Malchus, then he can't be Mespala for himself because there's another thing involved. There's a vow that I'm being Pegei in Yenim's Malchus. So therefore he told him, Kalei Nevoscha, stop here, don't talk about it further, and that there is no such thing that there's a gzeire. Even there's a gzeire min ha-shamayim, a person could be ma'oire rachm. And we find the Zohar HaKadosh says that the whole mabul is blamed on Noach. He may Noach zoisli. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Noach was blamed for the mabul. What did Noach do wrong? Why is it called that the mabul came because of him? So the Zohar HaKadosh says because there's a taina on Noach why he wasn't mispalel that the mabul should not come. If Noach would have been mispalel, he could have prevented the mabul. Even he heard from the Rabbeinu Shalom saying, "Nimashchisa mesa oret." And he heard klal from the Rabbeinu Shalom, "There is no such thing." Al yimna adam min harachme. So therefore, here he said, "Chizkiyo Amelach said the same thing." I could hear b'shem Hashem, it doesn't mean anything. Al yimna atzme min harachme. Itmonami Rab Yoichanan, the Rab Elozor, the Omri Tavayu, atulu cheret chadam unachas al tavori shalodam. Ayinna atma min harachmin, shenema hein yikteleini lo yayachal. Even though there's a matzev of yikteleini, they're still mocking to be misfollowed. Rashi, mai dechsiv mi ke achocham, u mi yoidei apesha dovo, mishum da airi besoifo besmiches gula letfile, noket lai. That's why it comes to this suya over here. The Ashkin the Ozala Yola Gabi Achov, the Siva Yela Khalyol Erois Alach. Yoiram Ozala Gabi Elishek, Shahoku Al Moyev Huvi Shofit, the Mitesh Loyhoyu Hulchim Zeitul Ze, Loyhoya Mechiche Aushlay Nosa Isha, since one did not go to the other, therefore he wasn't able to be Mechiachim. Kapshi de Rachmones Sorim da Kodish Bohu. Kimoi reisha bekavsha ba'atmona sa'eita. It is covered. Nigzro gzeire shetomus. Mekublani miveis avi abo, dovid sheroa samalach, v'charba shlufay biyodoi b'seif seif o'shmul, loimona atmoi minarach.